closed.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Some of you may have noticed some of the similarities that I noticed between our scriptural readings from last week and our scriptural readings this week. Because last week we heard from our Lord Jesus Christ that we are to be merciful even as our Father in heaven is merciful. And we heard how we are supposed to behave as He behaves, being good to those who are not even good to us. You see, when Jesus said this, He spoke it to us as a command, telling us how to behave. We heard from St. Paul today, his epistle to the Corinthians. We heard something that was similar, but it was slightly different as well. This time, it was not a commandment, but a promise. And St. Paul said to us that he who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. Before that, of course, he said, he who sows sparingly will reap sparingly. In other words, what St. Paul is telling us is that if we are kind and generous and loving and compassionate and thankful, then what comes back to us is kindness, generosity, thankfulness. And so St. Paul is promising us that if we follow the teaching of our Lord Jesus Christ, as we heard last Sunday, to be merciful as our Father in heaven is merciful, then we can expect to reap the benefits of that. That we can expect grace and mercy and peace to come back to us. Now we have to be very careful when we speak in this way, brothers and sisters, and when we think in this way, because there can be a temptation for us, and there is certainly this teaching among some people in our own society who are also Christians. We can have this temptation that means that everything is going to go well in our lives. But that's not what St. Paul is promising, and certainly we see that from St. Paul's life itself, because St. Paul became a martyr. So it does not mean that if we are good people according to the gospel, if we are generous people according to the gospel, it doesn't mean that we're never going to struggle in life. It doesn't even mean that we may not be persecuted for our beliefs and for upholding our faith. What it means, though, is that in the end, that God will be merciful and compassionate and loving towards us, and that in this life we will learn to be transformed. That we will learn to be transformed in how we understand and view the world. So that we could become like the great saints, like St. Paul, for example, who when they are persecuted, instead of complaining about it and causing a fuss about it, thanks God that he's worthy, been counted worthy to suffer like our Lord Jesus Christ suffered and for the reasons that our Lord Jesus Christ suffered. It renews our mind, it transforms our mind the way that we see the world. And when we think in this way, we can say truly the words that you'll hear me say during the Divine Liturgy on behalf of all of us. And that is that we give thanks to God for all of the things which we know and of which we know not, for all of the blessings, both those visible and those invisible, those seen and those unseen, because we do not always know how God is blessing us. And even sometimes through the difficulties of this life, we later find out that they were blessings. I remember Father Harry Pappas, who was with us at one of our retreats, he said something that I've said many times to some of you, and I believe even in some of my sermons, but I think it bears repeating, and that is, it's often easier to see God in the rearview mirror. In other words, as we're going through life and looking through the front windshield, we often do not see God in any struggles that we may have. But when we look in the rearview mirror, when we have the benefit of hindsight and that perspective, we often can see how even the difficulties of our life were a blessing for us. And here St. Paul speaks when he speaks about us sowing bountifully and thus reaping bountifully. He is speaking very specifically about how we use our money. And so St. Paul is telling the Corinthians to be generous with their money. And the way that we Christians should understand our money and the way that we can be generous is if we follow the teachings of Scripture, which is not to view money as our own, as belonging to us, as our possession, but as a gift given to us by God that we would steward, that we would use for those who are in need, that we would use for the benefit of others, and not for our own glory and for our own benefit. But beyond just the money aspect, what St. Paul is teaching us is again that changing of the mind, the way that we think, the way that we view the world, the way that we interact with the world, that goes beyond just how we use our money. Using our money in the way that St. Paul and Scripture teaches us as stewards helps us to change our minds in other ways also. But it's not just about money. And some of us don't have any extra money that we can steward to help other people. But we can still sow bountifully. We can sow bountifully by going out and sowing grace with other people, treating them and extending to them grace, the same grace that our Lord has extended us, as we heard about and talked about last week. And we can extend that same grace and mercy to others. And when we do that, you notice what we find out? People tend to extend more grace and mercy to you. Again, it doesn't mean that everyone follows that rule or that there won't be people that try to take advantage of you. But by and large, if you are someone who is known as being gracious and merciful to others, people are going to be more gracious and merciful unto you. You can sow bountifully by deciding to be positive and to be uplifting to other people. One of the first things that I realized when my wife and I were trained, and some of you are familiar with it, many of you have been through the class, the dynamic marriage class. One of the most important things that you learn as a facilitator in that class is to affirm other people constantly. Every time that someone speaks and shares, the facilitators are taught to affirm someone. And I thought, you know, that doesn't have to just apply to this class. We can affirm other people. I can affirm other people out in general society. And you know what I found when I started making a concerted effort to do that? People at first were shocked. Why? Because we human beings are quick to tell somebody if there's something that we want them to correct, if there's something that we think that they're doing wrong that needs to change. But we're not so quick to be affirming and to thank someone for something good that they did, or to thank someone for sharing with us something that they shared. And I started noticing how my mind was transformed in this way and became more positive, and how people started being more affirming of me, who started opening up more to me, deepened my relationships with people. So when St. Paul is talking about sowing bountifully, again, it's not just about money, it's about the way that we live our lives and interact with others. The greatest example of this that I can think of, that I've heard of in my own life, again, we go back to one of our Lenten retreats, one of our speakers, Father Stephen Powell, who worked with OCPM, and he worked at a federal mass security prison as a chaplain there. And he dealt with a man who everybody said, stay away from him. He's extremely mean, he's extremely rude, unpleasant to be around. Well, Father Stephen listened to the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, and he listened to the words of St. Paul. And he sowed bountifully God's grace and mercy to this man, little by little, going by, saying hello to him, being kind to him, doing anything he could to show God's grace and love. And finally, this man started little by little responding to Father Stephen. And to make a long story short, over time this relationship developed, and this man is now a tonsured monk. And he has been given as much as they're able to because of his past crimes. His security has been relaxed. Again, as much as is allowed. But this, brothers and sisters, is what St. Paul is talking about. When we sow bountifully, we will also reap bountifully. Father Stephen will never be rewarded in this life, in this world, financially, for what he did with that man. But I can tell you from my own experience in working with people in our parish, with working with inmates and former inmates, that you reap bountifully in this life something that no one can replace with money. And I trust that in the kingdom, people who have behaved as Father Stephen, people who have behaved as St. Paul, will be rewarded in that kingdom which is to come. To God be all glory, honor, and worship forever and ever. Amen.
Pray to the Lord, ye catechumens.
Lord,